Heavenly Father, we come to you.
Padre Celestial, venimos a ti.
You are so beautiful.
Eres tan precioso.
So perfect, so wonderful.
Tan perfecto, tan maravilloso.
I would just bow before you.
Me inclinaría ante ti.
And say, Lord, please take your place.
Y diría, Señor, por favor, toma tu lugar.
As we sang to you earlier, reign in me.
Así como cantamos anteriormente.
Rule over us, Lord.
Llueve sobre mí, reina sobre mí, Señor.
Take your place.
Toma tu lugar.
Over every one of our human spirits.
Sobre cada uno de nuestros espíritus humanos.
That you would be exalted.
Para que tú seas exaltado.
Adored.
Adorado.
Loved.
Amado.
Worshipped.
Adorado.
That we might stand before you in awe and reverence.
Que podamos estar todos frente a ti en reverencia.
Let your word have free course today, Father.
Permite que tu palabra tenga libre curso, Padre.
And your spirit free reign over us.
Y que tu espíritu libre gobierne sobre nosotros.
Yes. We've come to meet with you under the blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus.
Venimos a encontrarnos ante ti bajo la sangre de tu Hijo Jesucristo.
Now take your place, Father.
Ahora toma tu
lugar.
We
take ours.
Y nosotros tomamos el nuestro.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús. Amén.
God bless you.
Amén. Dios les bendiga.
You may be seated.
Puede tomar asiento.
Some visitors from Idaho.
Tenemos algunas visitas de Idaho.
Brother Abe Riley, would you stand up, Brother Abe?
El hermano Abe.
Greet him afterwards. He's here for a few months in the area, right?
Nice por un par de meses en el área.
Yeah, and David, would you introduce? Was it? Oh yeah, from many years. See you. God bless you. Nice to have you. I have to be honest with you, I am terrified this morning that what I say will come out right.
I
feel so heavy on my heart
lo tengo muy en mi
that
corazón.
I think the time we are in,
que en el tiempo en el que estamos,
things need to be addressed inside of us.
Las cosas deben de ser abordadas dentro de nosotros.
Keep thinking of our brother in Uganda.
Continúo pensando en el hermano en Uganda.
Who said we are at a critical juncture of time.
Y estamos en una conjunción crítica del tiempo.
And it's very critical how we handle it.
Y es muy crítico cómo lo tomamos.
But he said, I believe we're the right people for the right time.
Y él dice, somos la gente correcta para el tiempo correcto.
So we've been spending quite a bit of time.
Así que he estado gastando un cierto tiempo.
Addressing things of the human spirit.
Concerniente a las cosas del espíritu humano.
Our reasoning, our conscience.
Nuestro razonamiento, nuestra conciencia.
Because the scripture says we live by faith, not by sight.
Porque la escritura dice vivimos por fe, no por vista.
Well, that's easy to say.
Bueno, eso es fácil decir.
But when God puts you in a position
pero
where you
Dios
have to
pone,
refuse your sight, that's a whole different thing.
Cuando Dios te pone en una posición donde tienes que rechazar tu vista, es una cosa diferente.
And then you just see how strong that sight is.
Y tú ves cuán fuerte esa vista es.
And as soon as your sight takes over,
y tan pronto tu vista toma control,
your reasoning comes to justify your sight.
Tu razonamiento viene a justificar tu vista.
Okay, have you noticed in the scriptures, in 2 Corinthians, well, Jesus talks about it at the Pharisees, 2 Corinthians 10, Paul or 12, I believe it is, Paul talks, he says, we are not of those who justify themselves.
Recuerda la escritura de 2 Corintios 10, creo que es Pablo que dice que no somos justificados.
Compare ourselves among ourselves.
Y nos compara a nosotros entre nosotros mismos.
But we are those who, well, the only thing we can compare ourselves to is the Word of God.
Pero somos nosotros a quienes nos podemos comparar a nosotros mismos a la Palabra de Dios.
Well, we know,
bueno, sabemos,
as we spend so much time in the book of Exodus and Deuteronomy and knowing that those are books of redemption for this day too.
he pasado mucho tiempo en el libro de Deuteronomio y Éxodo sabiendo que son libros de redención.
And several weeks ago I made mention that God was preparing the children of Israel.
Y muchas semanas anteriores he dicho que Dios ha preparado a los hijos de Israel.
In Exodus chapter 6.
En Éxodo 6.
So was God preparing the disciples to become apostles in John, well, of course, the whole 3.5 years, but specifically those last hours.
Entonces, Dios ha estado preparando discípulos para que sean apóstoles.
In John 13 through 17.
En Juan 13 al 17.
So, then we have this from there.
Entonces lo tenemos desde ahí.
We went into Exodus 15 and we saw God parting the Red Sea.
Vemos en Éxodo 15 Dios partiendo el Mar Rojo.
Now they had been prepared.
Ahora han estado preparados.
Okay, and God says, I want your face to take over.
Dios dice, quiero que tu fe tome control.
So God parts the Red Sea.
Entonces Dios parte el Mar Rojo.
What did that have to do with their faith?
¿Qué tiene que ver eso con nuestra fe?
Nothing.
Nada.
It was absolutely a sovereign act of God.
Fue absolutamente un acto soberano de Dios.
For how many is it? 5,000-6,000 years since that time? God refers back to that all the time. The Jews to this day are always looking back. God parted the Red Sea.
¿Por cuánto tiempo? 5,000-6,000 años los judíos siempre vuelven a esa historia de que Dios parte el Mar Rojo.
Just poke me if I get too fast. So after that,
luego,
he expects us to go on faith.
Él espera que vayamos en fe.
And he gets quiet.
Él se va y queda en silencio.
And that's exactly how God deals with you, doesn't he?
Y es exactamente como Dios obra contigo, ¿no es así?
He might do something wonderful.
Quizás haga algo maravilloso.
And then he goes quiet on you.
Y entonces él se calla.
Okay, it's necessary.
Bien, es necesario.
It's his pattern all the way through Scripture.
Es su patrón alrededor de toda la Escritura.
And remember what we always say, silence never means absence.
Y recuerda lo que siempre decimos, el silencio no significa ausencia.
So you must remember that.
Entonces debes de recordar.
In your seasons of silence.
En tu temporada de silencio.
You know, the Lord is not absent.
El Señor no está
He's
ausente.
There. He's watching.
Él está ahí, está mirando.
And silence also.
Y silencio también.
Tells you.
Te dice.
I'm testing you.
Te estoy probando.
Okay, you're in a time of testing.
Muy bien, estás en tiempo de prueba.
But He puts you there because He has confidence in you.
Pero te puso ahí porque tiene confianza en ti.
So, Exodus 6.
En Éxodo 6.
I said, okay, here He is, and He's telling the children of Israel everything that He's going to do.
Aquí está y les dice a los niños de Israel todo lo que hará.
But as we know in verse 9 that we've addressed many times, there's only two that really heard Him say.
Pero como sabemos en el verso 9 solo hay dos que escucharon y dijeron.
And because the two, Joshua and Caleb, heard.
Y por causa de que los dos, Josué y Caleb, escucharon.
They overcame.
Ellos vencieron.
The others couldn't hear.
Los otros no pudieron escuchar.
Because their human senses were too alive.
Porque sus sentidos humanos estaban muy vivos.
Okay. Now I think we're coming to a Kadesh. I'm just being honest with you.
Entonces vea, yo creo que estamos viniendo a un Kadesh.
We have to very soon.
Tenemos que muy pronto.
If not now.
Sino hoy.
Soon.
Pronto.
Because we'll come to this Kadesh.
Porque vendremos a este Kadesh.
Before the rapture.
Antes del rapto.
It has to be.
Tiene que ser.
So he tells them what he's going to do.
Entonces les dice que él hará.
And then he says, okay, he does this wonderful act.
Y luego él hace este acto maravilloso.
A party in the sea.
De partiendo
el mar. To start their journey. And they address him in Exodus 15 verse 3.
Y ellos lo abordan en Exodus 13:3.
The Lord is a man of war.
El Señor es un hombre de guerra.
The Lord is his name.
El Señor es su nombre.
Okay, Pharaoh's chariots and his host hath he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. 15:3 and 4.
15:3. Jehová es varón de guerra. Jehová es su nombre. Echó en el mar los carros de Faraón y su ejército y los capitanes escogidos que fueron hundidos en el Mar Rojo.
Okay.
Muy bien.
Now here in this day, it's the God of the first pull.
Ahora en este tiempo, él es el Dios del primer jalón.
The second pull.
El segundo jalón.
Jesus.
Jesús.
First pull, second pull.
Primer y segundo jalón.
Oh, I like a God like that.
Bueno, me gusta eso.
I like a God that shows in power.
Me gusta el Dios que se muestra en poder.
I like a God that knocks down the enemies.
Me gusta el Dios que derrumba los enemigos.
That shows I'm here and as in the days of Elijah.
Él muestra que estoy aquí como en los días de Elías.
Let God be God.
Deja que Dios sea Dios.
Okay. So this, then they go.
Entonces ellos van.
Okay, now we read in Deuteronomy chapter 1.
Leímos en Deuteronomio 1.
Again, laying some reminders and background here.
Nuevamente leímos unos recordatorios.
And verse 20 and 21.
En el verso
20
y 21.
Okay. Now they're at the end.
Ellos están al fin.
This is the end of Moses' life.
Este es el final de la vida de Moisés.
They've been there 40 years. It's time to go over.
Han estado ahí por 40 años y es tiempo de irse.
And Moses is reviewing some things.
Y Moisés está recordando ciertas cosas.
Okay. Verse 20, and I said unto you, you are coming to the mountain of the Amorites, which the Lord our God had giveth.
Verso 20, entonces dije, habéis llegado a los montes de los Amorreos, el cual Jehová nuestro Dios nos da.
And verse 21, behold, the Lord thy God has set the land before thee, go up and possess it.
Verso 21, mira, Jehová tu Dios te ha entregado la tierra, sube y toma la posesión de ella.
As the Lord thy God of thy fathers hath said unto thee, fear not, neither be discouraged.
Como Jehová el Dios de tus padres te ha dicho, no temas ni desmayes.
Okay, but they didn't.
Pero ellos no lo hicieron.
Verse 27.
En el verso 27.
And you murmured in your tents.
Ellos murmuraste en vuestras
tiendas. And God heard what you said.
Diciendo, yeah. Porque Jehová nos aborrece.
Because the Lord hated us.
Porque Jehová nos aborrece.
He brought us out here to die.
Nos ha sacado de tierra de Egipto a morir.
So we know the story.
Entonces sabemos la historia.
Now, again, two people were prepared.
Ahora, dos personas estaban preparadas.
Now, okay, here is God.
Aquí está Dios.
And he's a man of war.
Y es un hombre de guerra.
Now, last time we were looking at this, we said after this point.
La última vez que vimos estas cosas, después de ese punto.
God.
Dios.
The man of war.
El hombre de guerra.
Is still a man of war.
Todavía un hombre de guerra.
Okay, but he works through faith.
Pero él obra por fe.
And you can see that all the way through the rest of the Old Testament.
Y lo puedes ver alrededor de todo el Viejo Testamento.
And the New Testament.
Y el Nuevo Testamento.
So without faith, there is no man of war that
entonces,
comes to your aid.
Sin fe, no hay un hombre de guerra que puede venir.
But we go, I said, now let's go. Remember, I said, Exodus 6.
Pero vamos a Exodus 6.
Is the preparation.
Es la preparación.
Of the Old Testament.
Del Viejo Testamento.
John.
Juan.
13 through 17.
Del 13 al 17.
Is the preparation for the disciples.
Es la preparación de los discípulos.
To become apostles.
Para ser apóstoles.
Now he's there.
Entonces él está ahí.
What's he tell them in Exodus 6?
¿Qué les dice en Exodus 6?
I'm here.
Yo estoy aquí.
I'll be there.
Yo estaré allá.
What's he say in John 13?
¿Qué dice Juan
14?
13,
14. Okay, I'm here.
Okay, estoy aquí.
John 14:16.
En Juan 14:16.
And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter.
Y oraré al Padre y enviará el Consolador.
Okay.
Muy bien.
That he may abide with you.
Para que él habite contigo.
Even the Spirit of Truth.
Incluso el Espíritu de verdad.
Whom the world cannot receive.
El cual el mundo no puede recibir.
Now there again.
Entonces nuevamente.
You have to compare.
Tiene que comparar.
John 14:17.
Juan 14:17.
And Acts 2:17.
Y Hechos 2:17.
Because Acts 2:17.
Porque Hechos 2:17.
I pour my spirit out on all flesh.
Derramaré mi espíritu sobre toda carne.
There's an anointing.
Hay una unción.
It's indiscriminate.
No es discriminatoria.
And he says, your sons and daughters will prophesy, and my sons. So it goes over everybody.
Él dice, ustedes son mis hijos e hijas, y vas por sobre todos.
But John 14,
pero en Juan 14,
verse 17,
verso 17,
is different.
Es diferente.
It says, I give you the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit.
Él dice, te daré el Espíritu de verdad, el Espíritu Santo.
Whom the world cannot receive.
El cual el mundo no puede
so
recibir.
What the world is going on?
Entonces, ¿qué está pasando en el mundo?
So as we know, from the message
sabemos,
of the hour,
del mensaje de la hora.
There's an anointing that can go on everybody.
Hay una unción que puede ir por sobre todos.
But that anointing is not necessarily the spirit of truth.
Pero esa unción no es necesariamente el espíritu
de verdad. Because only that only goes to his kids.
Porque esto solo va a sus hijos.
The world cannot receive it.
El mundo no lo puede recibir.
Okay, and then he says, I will come to you.
Y él dice, vendré a ti.
He says, I will not leave you orphans.
Y no te dejaré huérfano.
I will come to you.
Vendré a ti.
So he says, there it is, the same thing in Exodus.
Y ahí está, nuevamente, en Éxodo,
I don't want to go unless you're with me.
No quiero que irme a menos que tú vayas conmigo.
Okay, he says, don't worry, I'll be with you.
Okay, estaré contigo, no te preocupes.
So there's the disciples.
Y los discípulos.
The same thing that he told Moses,
la misma cosa que
and Joshua, and Caleb,
y
and the Israelites, I'll be with you.
A los israelitas,
oh,
estaré contigo.
Good, we got the man of war with us.
Oh, bien, tenemos el hombre de guerra con nosotros.
No trouble.
No hay problema.
All right.
Yeah.
But he warns them in the practice run, where he sends them out in Matthew 10,
en donde él dice en Mateo 10,
2 by 2.
Dos por dos.
He says, okay, now he tells them,
él les dice,
I'm sending you out,
te estoy enviando fuera,
but it's not going to be easy,
pero no será fácil,
but I'll be there.
Estaré ahí.
In fact, I'll prove that I'm there.
De hecho, probaré que estoy
I ahí. Give you power.
Te daré poder.
That's what he told them.
Eso
I give you power.
Te daré poder.
Okay. But.
Pero.
You're going to be like a sheep among wolves.
Serás como oveja entre lobos.
Beware of men.
Te consciente de lo
They'll haul you before magistrates.
Estarás delante de magistrados.
Okay, they're not going to give you a bunch of attaboys. It's, you know, they're not going to be popular.
Ellos no serán populares.
So the same thing in here,
la misma cosa aquí,
in John 14,
en Juan 14
13, he, I'll be with you.
Yo estaré contigo.
And it's always, keep my commandments.
Y es siempre, mantén
Sounds mandamientos. Sort of like Moses there, doesn't he?
Un tipo como Moisés, ¿no es así?
Yeah. Okay. Verse 18 through 21.
En el,
chapter 14.
En el capítulo 14, del 18, verso 18 al 21.
I will not leave you comfortless.
No os dejaré huérfanos.
As you know, that word comfortless is orphans.
Como sabrán, esa palabra sin confidencia es huérfano.
I'm not going to leave you as a little kid that nobody cares for.
No te dejaré como un pequeño niño que nadie le importa.
I care. You will know. Okay, excuse me, verse 19.
El verso 19.
Yet a little while and the world sees me no more, but you will see me.
Todavía un poco y el mundo no me verá más, pero vosotros me veréis.
So he's telling them right there, you're going to see what the world cannot see.
Entonces les dice justo ahí que ustedes verán lo que el mundo no puede ver.
And because you see what the world cannot see, you're going to be a weirdo.
Y por causa de que tú ves lo que el mundo no puede ver, tú serás un raro.
People won't understand you.
La gente no te entenderá.
Okay. You're different.
Tú eres distinto.
Because I'm sending you.
Porque te estoy enviando.
To, from a kingdom.
Del reino.
To do kingdom work.
Hacer obra de reino.
Now here's where the thing gets interesting.
Y aquí es donde la cosa se torna interesante.
And here's where I'm going to be addressing some scriptures that, quite frankly, are going to make us squirm in our seats.
Y aquí abordaré ciertas escrituras.
Okay. Listen.
Escucha.
You're the apostles of God. You got it hunky dory, right?
Tú eres apóstol de Dios.
Okay. Hunky dory. I don't. Okay, so we go to 15.
Vamos al 15.
I am the vine.
Yo soy la vid.
I like it.
Me gusta.
Don't you like it?
No les gusta.
You're the branches. I like it.
Ustedes los pámpanos. Me encanta.
Okay, verse 7.
En el verso 7.
If you abide me, my words abide in you.
Si
you'll ask what you will. I like it.
Si permanecéis en mis palabras, permanecen vosotros. Pedir lo que queréis será hecho. Me gusta.
Verse 11.
En el verso 11.
These things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, that your joy might be full.
Estas cosas que os he hablado para que mi gozo esté en vosotros y vuestro gozo sea cumplido.
I like it.
Me gusta.
Greater, verse 13. Greater love hath no man than this.
Verso 13. Nadie tiene mayor amor que este.
Okay, that a man lay down his life, right? For his friends. I like it.
Que uno ponga su vida por sus amigos. Me
verse
gusta.
14, you are my friends.
En el 14,
I like it.
Ustedes son mis amigos.
Okay.
Me gusta.
Verse 15.
En el 15.
Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what the Lord does.
Ya no se llamaré siervos, porque el siervo no sabe lo que su señor hace.
I call you friends.
los llamaré amigos.
For all things that I've heard of my father, I've made known unto you.
Todas las cosas que oí de mi padre, os la he dado a conocer.
I like it.
Me gusta.
You have chosen, you have not chosen me, I've chosen you.
No me has escogido, te he escogido.
Oh, look at the end of that verse.
Oh, mira al final de ese verso.
Whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you.
Cualquier cosa que pidas al Padre, él te la dará.
Okay. Yeah, it's good, isn't it? Look at that. Then he turns a corner.
Entonces, él gira.
Verse 18.
En el verso 18.
If the world hates you, know that it hated me first.
Si el mundo os aborrece, sabe que me ha aborrecido a mí antes.
Don't like that so much.
No, me gusta mucho tanto.
Okay. Yep. Do we have to read this?
Tenemos que leer esto.
Verse 19. If you were of the world would love you.
Verso 19, si fueras del mundo, el mundo los amaría.
But you're not of the world.
Pero no sois del mundo.
Because you're not of the world, but I've chosen you out of the world, therefore the world will hate you.
Porque no sois del mundo, antes yo os elegí del mundo, por eso el mundo os aborrece.
Did you have to throw that in there?
¿Tuvo usted que arrojar eso ahí?
Verse 20, remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than the Lord.
Verso 20, acordaos que la palabra que yo os he dicho, el siervo no es mayor que su Señor.
If they persecuted me, they'll persecute you.
Si a mí me han perseguido, también a vosotros perseguirán.
If they kept my saying, they'll keep yours.
Si han guardado mi palabra, también guardarán la vuestra.
But all these things they'll do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me.
Mas todos harán por causa de mi nombre, porque no conocen al que me ha enviado.
Okay. If I had not come and spoken to them,
si yo no hubiera venido, ni les
they had
hubiera
not
hablado.
Sinned, but now they have no cloak for their sin, no covering.
No tendrían pecado, pero ahora no tienen excusa por su pecado.
Okay, verse 24.
En el verso 24,
if I had done among them the works which no other man did, they would not have had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father.
Si yo no hubiese hecho entre ellos obra que ninguno otro ha hecho, no tendrían pecado, pero ahora ya han visto y han aborrecido a mí y a mi Padre.
Okay, so they're going to hate me.
Entonces me adorarán.
Thanks.
Gracias.
Now,
ahora,
verse 2 of chapter 16.
El verso 2 del capítulo 16.
They'll put you out of synagogues.
Te pondrán fuera en la sinagoga.
The time come.
Cuando el tiempo
venga. That whosoever killeth you will think that he does God a service.
Y pensarán en matarte porque pensarán que rinden servicio a Dios.
I don't like that either.
No me gusta eso tampoco.
And these things they will do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me.
Y harán esto porque no conocen al Padre ni a mí.
Okay. Why do you have to put that in there?
Okay, ¿por qué él lo tuvo que poner ahí?
Here's my question.
Esta es mi pregunta.
Where's the man of war?
¿Dónde está el hombre de guerra?
You're going to let us all take it out and get us slaughtered,
¿nos dejarás?
Smeared across the dirt. Where's the man of war?
¿Dónde está el hombre de guerra?
I thought you were a man of war.
Yo pensé que eras un hombre de guerra.
You were for Moses.
Tú eras para Moisés.
You were for Joshua.
Para Josué.
Why are you here?
¿Por qué tú estás aquí?
So here, aquí. We have to go.
Tenemos que ir.
That we hold on to the word of God.
Que nos sostenemos en la palabra de Dios.
And that word has enough power in it.
Y esa palabra tiene suficiente poder ahí.
Okay. We're talking about creative word.
Estamos hablando de palabra creativa.
We're talking about the voice of God.
Hablando de la palabra de Dios.
Okay.
De Dios.
It's only that perfect.
Es solo esa perfecta.
Pure vibrations of God that has that power to create.
Pura vibración de Dios que tiene el poder
and
para crear.
And to sustain.
Y sostener.
So now, they're here and they got that word.
Ellos están aquí, tienen esa obra.
Well, where's the power?
Pero ¿dónde está el poder?
Where's the man of war?
¿Dónde está el hombre de guerra?
But he has a war preparation.
Y tiene una preparación de guerra.
And the preparation is what he gave Joshua.
Y la preparación es lo que le dio a Josué.
And that's in Joshua chapter 1.
Y eso es en Josué capítulo 1.
Now we know that the prophet,
sabemos que el profeta,
for years,
por años,
he would say, any Bible that anybody would give to me,
cualquier Biblia que cualquiera me diese,
it would open up to Joshua 1. I just hold it in my hand, it would open there to Joshua 1.
Abriría en Josué 1, cualquiera que
says,
me diera.
It doesn't make any difference what Bible, somebody would hand me their Bible and it would open up to Joshua 1.
Cualquiera que me diera la Biblia siempre abriría en Josué 1.
So there's preparation.
Entonces, ahí está la preparación.
And here's preparation.
Y aquí está la preparación.
And here's preparation for us.
Y aquí está la preparación para nosotros.
In verse 5,
en el verso 5,
that we've gone before on this.
Ya hemos ido por esto antes.
Okay. there shall not be able to stand before thee. Here's the man of life.
Nadie te pondrá
the man
frente.
Of war, excuse me.
Aquí está el hombre de guerra.
Okay. All the days of your life.
En todos los días de tu vida.
As I was with Moses, I will be with you.
Como estuve con Moisés, estaré contigo.
I will not fail you.
No te fallaré.
I won't forget you.
No te olvidaré.
I'll be there.
Estaré ahí.
That's God.
Ese es Dios.
I'll be there.
Yo estaré ahí.
I'll be there.
Yo estaré.
That's his promise.
Esa es su promesa.
That's always been his promise.
Siempre ha sido su promesa.
It was his promise with Moses.
Esa fue su promesa
with Joshua.
Josué.
Okay.
Muy bien.
All the way down through the prophets.
Todo el camino hacia los
what
profetas.
Did Jesus say? I'll be with you always.
Yo estaré contigo siempre.
That's a promise of redemption. I'm with you.
Esa es una promesa de redención. Yo estoy contigo.
Verse 6. Be strong and have a good courage.
Esfuérzate y sé valiente.
Be strong.
Fuérzate.
Okay, now that's Ephesians chapter 6.
Eso es Efesios 6.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord.
Finalmente, mis hermanos, sean fuertes en el Señor.
That doesn't mean go work out.
Eso no significa vaya a ejercitarse.
That means where is your faith?
Eso significa dónde está tu fe.
In what is your faith?
¿Y qué es tu fe?
What will sustain you?
¿Qué te sostendrá?
With true strength.
La verdadera fuerza.
Be strong and of a good courage.
Sé fortalecido y de buen carácter.
For unto this people shalt thou divide an inheritance in the land.
Porque tú repartirás este pueblo por el lado de la tierra.
Be thou strong, verse 7.
En el verso 7.
Again,
solamente sé
very courageous.
Y sé muy valiente.
That you might observe to do according to the law.
Para cuidar de hacer conforme a toda la ley.
You're not going to be believers.
No serán solo creyentes.
You're going to be becomers.
Tendrán hacedores.
You're going to walk the talk.
Caminarán el hablar.
You're going to walk the word.
Ustedes caminarán la palabra.
Okay, that you may observe
que tú,
to do according to the law of Moses.
Para cuidar hacer conforme a toda ley que
okay, which Moses,
Moses
my servant command
que commanded. Mi servo Moisés mandó.
Verse 8.
Verso 8.
This book shall not depart out of thy mouth.
Nunca se apartará de tu boca este libro.
Really?
En serio.
Is this book in your mouth all the time?
¿Es este libro en tu boca todo el tiempo?
Is it there?
¿Está ahí?
Is it part of you?
¿Es parte de ti?
No wonder he gave them instructions.
No me extraña que él les dio instrucciones.
He says, you wrap it around your arms.
Y él les dio instrucciones.
You may put it on the forehead, frontlets between your eyes.
Y les dijo, enróllenlo en su brazo y pónganlo en la frente.
The Jews to this day have a little, one of the masusa.
Los judíos en este
thing
día.
On their doorposts.
Esta pequeña cosa lo me sucede.
Every time they walk in,
en
out,
su puerta.
Every time they come in, they touch that, it's the word of God. It's there.
Cada tiempo que entran y salen por la puerta, es la palabra de Dios. La toman, la tocan y la besan.
It's critical.
Es crítico.
Where is the word of God?
¿Cuál es la palabra de Dios?
Is it never departing out of your mouth? It's always there.
Nunca se va de tu boca.
It's always part of me.
Siempre es parte de mí.
It controls me.
Me controla.
It rules me.
Me reina.
It tells me what I'm going to do.
Me dice que es querer.
It's going to direct my paths.
¿A dónde
the word is there.
La palabra.
It shall not depart out of your mouth.
No se va a ir a tu boca.
But, verse 8, you shall meditate therein day and night.
Pero el verso 8, tú tendrás que meditar en ella día y noche.
Day and night, you're thinking about it.
Día y noche tienes que meditar
so
en ella.
This is David.
Y dice David.
Cannot lie, do meditate, right? Day and night. And if he can meditate in the law, how about you with the whole promises of God?
Y si él pudo meditar en la ley, ¿cuál de las promesas de Dios?
That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. I'm in verse 8.
En el verso 8.
Uh-huh. Okay. That thou may observe to do according to all that is written.
Okay. Para que guardes y hagas conforme a todo lo que en ella está escrito.
Okay. That what? Read it out loud with me. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous and thou shalt have good success.
Porque léala conmigo. Entonces hará prosperar tu camino y todo te saldrá bien.
There's the formula.
Ahí está la fórmula.
Keep the word in you.
Mantenga la palabra en usted.
Don't let it depart out of your mouth.
No deje que se vaya de su boca.
Put it in there in the day.
Póngala ahí en el día.
Put it in there in the night.
Póngala ahí en la noche.
You meditate on it.
Medite.
You think about it.
Piensa
you pray it.
Llórela.
You bring it before the Lord.
Tráigala ante el Señor.
Okay. Because you have to have that in you.
Porque tienes que tenerla en ti.
Okay. Now, this is a gift.
Ahora, esto es increíble, es un regalo.
It's a spiritual gift.
Es un regalo espiritual.
Not only to Joshua,
no solo a Josué,
but all of us who follow the Lord through faith.
Para todos nosotros que seguimos al Señor por fe.
Okay, throughout the ages that follow,
a través de las edades que siguen,
one can see the Spirit of God as a man of war fighting through the faith of his children.
Uno puede ver el Espíritu del Señor peleando como un hombre de guerra por sus
okay.
hijos.
He fought through Joshua's faith.
Él peleó por la fe de Josué.
Okay, our God
nuestro Dios
came in the flesh of our Lord Jesus
vino en la carne por detrás de nuestro
and
Señor
changed
Jesús. Y cambió
what the battle essentially is.
Que la batalla esencialmente es.
But the means of winning is still the same.
Pero el significado de ganar es todavía
mismo. What the Lord gave to Joshua.
Es lo que el Señor le dio a Josué.
Keeping the heart
mantener el
and
corazón
the soul
y el alma
in the word of God
en la palabra de Dios,
and staying under it
y permanecer bajo ella,
obeying it
obedeciéndola,
listening to it
escuchándola,
thinking on it
pensándola,
meditating on it
meditándola,
as Jesus battled Satan always with it is written
así como
it
Jesús,
is written
como Jesús luchó contra Satanás,
now the battle changes
está
okay,
escrito,
under the old covenant
y la batalla cambia en el Viejo Testamento.
They took a literal lamp
tomaron un cordero literal
and used literal blood
y usaron su sangre literal
to smear on literal doorways
para untar en puertas literales
and fought literal flesh
y pelearon batallas
and
de carne
blood battles
y hueso, batallas literales.
They stood against literal enemies
se opusieron a sus enemigos
by
literales
standing on the word of God spoken to them through their prophets
al apoyarse en la palabra de Dios que les fue hablada por medio de sus profetas
and through this
y a través de esto,
they subdued death with skin on it
sometieron a la muerte con piel ahí.
Truly, didn't they?
Verdaderamente,
under the new covenant,
bajo el nuevo pacto,
we're under a spiritual blood,
estamos bajo la sangre espiritual,
which is the spirit of the word and Lord and spirit of the word and which is the spirit and word of our Lord Jesus.
¿Cuál es el espíritu y la palabra de nuestro Señor Jesucristo?
We're fighting spiritual warfare.
Y estamos peleando una batalla espiritual.
It's a new war.
Es una
in spiritual places.
Es una nueva guerra.
Fighting spiritual things.
Espirituales luchando contra
we're
cosas
not,
espirituales.
We are now asked to fight against the spiritual enemies of darkness.
Ahora se nos pide que luchemos contra los enemigos espirituales
and deceit and lies and death.
La mentira, la muerte.
Okay, now this new war
ahora, esta nueva batalla
is an individual battle in the mind.
Es una batalla individual en
your
la mente.
Mind.
En tu mente.
Right?
¿Verdad?
We've gone over this.
Hemos ido a través de esto.
Fighting for the absolute headship and lordship of Jesus Christ.
Peleando por la absoluta liderazgo del Señor Jesucristo.
Okay. Now. Fighting for his word.
Peleando por su palabra.
To take its preeminent place in our lives.
Para que tome su preeminencia en nuestras vidas.
It's a battle.
Es una batalla.
It's there.
Está ahí.
It's real.
Es real.
But it's different.
Pero es distinta.
And then Paul spoke of this.
Y Pablo habla de esto.
The weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
Las armas de nuestra milicia no son carnales.
Right.
¿Verdad?
Okay. So what kind of warfare are you fighting?
Entonces, ¿qué tipo de batalla estás peleando?
Who are you fighting?
¿A quién estás peleando?
Who is your enemy?
¿Quién es tu enemigo?
What's going on inside that old noggin of yours?
¿Qué está pasando dentro de ti todo ese tiempo?
The same thing that's going on inside of mine.
La misma cosa que está pasando dentro de mí.
Come on.
Vamos.
I got skin just like you
tengo
do.
Piel igual que usted.
If you got skin, you got trouble.
Si usted tiene piel, tiene problemas.
Right?
¿Verdad?
Okay. But here,
pero aquí,
what is the warfare?
¿Cuál es la batalla?
Bringing every thought captive.
Traer todo pensamiento cautivo.
To the word.
A la palabra.
Joshua 1.
Josué 1.
I meditate it.
Yo la medito.
I think about it.
La pienso.
I don't let it depart out of my mouth.
Y digo, no dejo que se vaya de
it's always
boca.
There.
Siempre
it's
está
always
ahí.
In here.
Siempre está aquí.
It's always a part of me.
Siempre es parte de mí.
Okay, now.
Ahora.
We go.
Vamos.
To the spiritual warfare.
A la batalla espiritual.
The love of our souls for spiritual things.
El amor de nuestras almas por cosas espirituales.
And places.
Y lugares.
And our battles are there.
Y nuestras batallas están ahí.
For its preeminence there.
Para que su preeminencia ahí.
Now, here we're going to come to some very uncomfortable scriptures, brothers.
Oh.
Bring us to a place
Esto nos lleva a un lugar.
We are forced to deal with some truths in our hearts.
Nos vamos obligados a lidiar con estas verdades dentro de nuestros corazones.
And allow the man of war.
Permita que el hombre de guerra.
In our hearts to break and repair.
Se rompa y repare.
And heal.
Y sane.
Because Ephesians chapter 1.
Porque Efesios capítulo 1.
Verse 3.
Verso 3.
Blessed be the Lord Jesus Christ, the God of our fathers.
El Señor Jesucristo, el Dios de nuestros padres.
Who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings.
Que nos ha bendecido con toda bendición espiritual.
In heavenly places.
Y habitar en lugares celestiales.
Thanks a lot, but I need some physical ones right now.
Muchas gracias, pero necesito ciertas maravillas físicas ahora.
Well, I've turned a corner.
Bueno, he girado la esquina.
And we know the prophet proved.
Y sabemos que el profeta probó
that he cares about insignificant things.
Que a él le importa cosas insignificantes.
Okay, but listen to me.
Pero escúcheme.
He turned a corner, didn't he?
Él giró la esquina, ¿no es así?
All of the Old Testament.
Todo el Viejo Testamento.
Blessings and sins.
Bendiciones y maldiciones.
If you follow the word.
Si tú sigues la palabra.
I'll bless your cattle.
Bendeciré
I'll bless your land.
Tu becerro,
I'll bless
tu
your
tierra.
Pocketbook. You'll have lots of shekels in there.
Bendeciré tu moneda, que tiene muchos shekels ahí.
Now,
ahora,
here's Jesus.
Aquí está Jesús.
Here's the Sermon of the Mount.
Aquí está el Sermón del Monte.
Okay.
Muy bien.
In there,
ahí,
people listening were probably some zealots.
La gente que escuchaban probablemente eran zelotes.
Okay, they expected Messiah to come.
Ellos esperaban que el Mesías viniera.
And lead them into a physical war against Rome and overcome them.
Y les guiara a una guerra física contra los romanos.
How they must have been completely disappointed and disillusioned when they heard the Sermon on the Mount.
¿Cuán decepcionados debieron haber estado cuando escucharon el Sermón del Monte?
And just like Exodus 6,
y solo como en Exodus 6,
they couldn't hear,
ellos debieron escuchar,
for anguish of spirit,
por congoja del espíritu,
and cruelty of bondage.
Y
same thing.
Ataduras crueles.
Okay? So the Sermon on the Mount,
entonces el Sermón del Monte,
must have totally disappointed them.
Totalmente una decepción, les decepcionó.
Listen. Here's where we're going.
Escuche, eso
not
es donde
gonna like
iremos.
It.
No les gustará.
The human concepts.
El conceptos humanos.
Of fairness.
Lo justo.
Equality.
Igualdad.
Rights.
En derechos civiles.
Civil rights.
Derechos
human
civiles.
Rights.
Derechos humanos.
Are completely dismissed by the Lord.
Están completamente desechados por el Señor.
Totally dismissed.
Totalmente desechados.
Remember. The journey that the Lord was initiating with them.
La jornada que el Señor estaba iniciando con ellos.
Taking the believer.
Tomando al creyente.
That had the seed of God in him.
Que tenía la simiente de Dios en él.
Taking you by the hand, say, come on, Abe, we're going on a journey.
Tomándote por la mano, diciendo, vamos, Abe, te tomaré una jornada.
Take my hand.
Toma mi mano.
Okay. So I'm taking you from the external.
Te estoy tomando del externo.
To the internal.
A lo interno.
To the eternal.
A lo eterno.
If you can follow, you go along.
Si puedes seguir, tú irás conmigo.
So Matthew chapter 5.
En el Mateo 16.
As we've been
en Mateo 5,
so many countless times.
Donde hemos estado muchas veces.
To them.
A ellos.
To the Jews.
A los judíos.
To the people of that time.
A la gente de ese tiempo.
Had to be the weirdest thing they ever heard in their lives.
Tuvo que haber sido la cosa más extraña que habían escuchado en su vida.
Okay. And it depends on where you are today
y depende de donde usted está
in your life.
En su vida.
If your life is wrapped up around physical things,
si su vida está enrollada en cosas físicas,
the Lord could be very disappointing to you.
El Señor puede ser muy decepcionante para ti.
Hmm? You expect physical success,
si usted,
easy times.
Si tú esperas éxito físico, cosas fácil, tiempo fácil,
you might not like God.
Quizás no te guste Dios.
But if there's a seed inside of you,
pero si hay una simiente dentro de ti,
you can't help it.
Tú no puedes.
I love him
soportar.
No matter what.
Oh, lo amo, no importa qué.
Okay, Ephesians 5, excuse me, Ephesians. Matthew 5.
Okay, Mateo 5.
He tells them.
Él les dice.
He's addressing something on the inside.
Él está abordando algo
verse
en el interior.
Six.
Verso 6.
Blessed are you that hunger and thirst after righteousness.
Bienaventurados los que tienen hambre y sed de justicia.
Why would he say, what did that righteousness, what did that mean?
¿Por qué esa justicia? ¿Qué significa
what was
eso?
A righteous person
¿qué era una persona justa?
In the eyes of them?
Ante los, sus ojos.
The Pharisees and Sadducees.
Ante los fariseos y los saduceos.
But he was looking at something different.
Pero él estaba viendo
he was trying
diferente.
To find a seed in a heart that he could relate to.
Él estaba tratando de encontrar una simiente en el corazón a la cual se podía relacionar.
10. Blessed are you that are persecuted for righteousness' sake.
Bienaventurados los que padecen persecución por causa de la justicia.
Now wait a minute. Messiah is not coming to say those things.
Bueno, espera un momento. Mesías no viene a decir esas cosas.
This can't be the voice of Messiah.
Este no puede ser la voz del Mesías.
Right?
¿Verdad?
This isn't fair.
Esto no es justo.
Why would he say something like that?
¿Por qué él diría cosas así?
Okay.
Bien.
Verse 11.
En el verso 11.
Okay, when blessed are you when men shall revile you.
Bienaventurados sois cuando por
persecute you.
Por mi causa os vituperen.
Say all manner of lies, evil against you falsely.
Y digan toda clase de mal contra vosotros mintiendo.
Blessed are you.
Bendito
eres
tú.
I don't like it.
Oh, no me gusta.
Do you know what they said?
¿Sabe
qué dijeron? That's not true.
Eso no es verdad.
Look at us.
Míranos.
We will spend how much time and energy defending ourselves.
Gastamos cuánto tiempo y energía defendiéndonos nosotros mismos.
Right. Why would you say that's blessed? That's not blessed.
¿Por qué él diría que eso es bendito? Eso no es bendición.
Okay, he says, no, you're not where I am.
Entonces él le dice, si usted no está donde yo estoy.
If you're where I am, you would say you're blessed.
Si ustedes estuvieran donde yo estoy, ustedes dirían, yo soy bendito.
I'm asking you a question, where are you?
Le estoy preguntando, ¿dónde está usted?
Because if somebody lies about you, or do you feel blessed?
Porque si alguien miente acerca de ti, ¿tú te sentirás bendito?
No. Peter, when somebody lies about you at work, how much time and energy do you want to defend yourself?
Pedro, cuando alguien miente en el trabajo acerca de ti, ¿cuánto tiempo gastas y energía defendiéndote?
Okay.
Muy bien.
See, why would he say these things?
Vea, ¿por qué él diría estas cosas?
He says, rejoice and be exceedingly glad.
Él dice, gozaos y alegraos.
For great is your reward in heaven.
Porque vuestro galardón es grande en los cielos.
Oh, I'm not in heaven.
Oh, no estoy en los cielos.
No, he says, but I'm here to take you there.
Pero él dice, estoy aquí para tomarte
there's
ya.
A place.
Hay un lugar.
There's a realm.
Hay un reino.
There's a reality.
Hay una realidad.
And I'm telling you,
y te estoy diciendo,
if you're not there, si and if you're not headed there, you're not going to like what I say.
Si no estás dirigido ahí, no te gustará lo que te diré.
Because it's a spiritual kingdom.
Porque esto es reino espiritual.
And he's going into spiritual places.
Y irá a lugares espirituales.
Okay. So we know
sabemos
that was where he was taking them.
Que ahí es donde él los estaba tomando.
Then, verse 20.
En el verso 20.
If you accept your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall no ways enter.
Pero si vuestra justicia no fuere mayor que la de los escribas y fariseos, no entraréis en el reino de los cielos.
So here's the carnal mind.
Aquí está la mente
just
carnal.
How much do you expect out of me anyway?
Oh, ¿cuánto what do you esperas think? De mí de todas maneras?
Huh?
¿Qué piensas?
No, really.
Oh, ¿en serio?
What does he expect out of us?
¿Qué él espera de nosotros?
Yeah, I don't expect anything. I expect you to let me in and take over because you can't do it.
Oh, yo no espero nada de ti porque quiero tomar el control.
Okay. Again. So then he tells them, entonces and he gives dice, them a clue where you're where he's going.
Y les da una pista donde él está yendo.
Because
okay.
He takes them to verse 19.
Les toma en el verso 19.
Excuse me, of chapter 6.
Perdón, el verso 6, capítulo 6.
And he says,
y les dice,
what is this rule to you?
¿Qué es esta regla para usted?
Lay not up for yourself treasures on earth.
Okay. No hagáis tesoros en la tierra.
And we all do.
Y todos lo hacemos.
In fact, if you're wise, you will.
De hecho, que si tú eres sabio, tú lo harás.
There's other scriptures.
Hay otras escrituras.
How do you balance those out?
¿Cómo tú
do you have a savings
eso?
Account? Do you have a savings account at the bank?
¿Tienes una cuenta de ahorro?
You better.
Mejor tú lo
you're foolish if you don't.
Tú eres tonto si no la tienes.
But where's your heart in it?
Pero ¿dónde está tu,
where's your treasure?
¿Dónde está tu tesoro?
Okay. Lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust doth corrupt and where thieves break in and steal.
6:20.
6:19.
No os hagáis tesoros en la tierra donde la polilla y el orín corrompen y donde los ladrones minan y roban.
But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, where thieves don't break in and steal.
Si no hacéis tesoros en el cielo, donde ni la polilla ni el orín corrompen, donde los ladrones no minan ni hurtan.
So, where your treasure is, your heart is.
Porque donde está vuestro tesoro, ahí está también vuestro
and
corazón.
And then he gets sort of mean.
Y entonces él se torna un poco malévolo.
He look at you eyeball to eyeball.
Él mira okay. A tu ojo por ojo.
The light of the body is the eye, Michelle.
La luz del ojo es el ojo, Michelle.
There, is your eye single?
¿Es tu ojo solo?
Is it fixed on my kingdom?
¿Se puede arreglar en mi reino?
Well, not really. It's sort of two places.
Bueno, en realidad hay dos lugares.
Well, then he'd say to me, Hoffman, your eye is evil.
¿Qué me dice a mí? Hoffman, tu ojo es malévolo.
So how many of us have an evil eye?
Entonces, ¿cuántos de nosotros tenemos ojos malignos?
Where's your love?
¿Dónde está tu...
Where's your aspirations?
¿Dónde está tu aspiración?
So if somebody, you know, okay, you got savings in an account at the bank, and all of a sudden, what was it, Crete or something a few years ago? Greece?
¿Tienes ahora
bank's closed. Sorry, all your... Oh, hallelujah.
¿Tienes ahorros en tu cuenta, como en Grecia? Oh, el banco está cerrado. Oh,
because my treasures are laid up.
Porque mis tesoros están...
Tell me you wouldn't sweat just a little bit.
Dígame si usted no sudaría.
Tell me you wouldn't ask yourself a few questions. Now, what do you expect me? This was my retirement. This was my how I was going to pay for insurance. This was how I was going to take care of this. And now it's gone.
Dígame si usted diría, bueno, este es mi retiro y ahora se ha ido. ¿Qué haré?
So what are you supposed to do?
¿Qué él se supone que haga?
Now, have you ever dealt with these things?
¿Alguna vez usted ha tratado con estas cosas?
That's time we do.
Hay veces que nosotros
did he mean that?
¿Acaso él realmente lo quiso decir así?
Did he mean it for me and you?
¿Acaso él lo quiso decir por usted y por mí?
Okay. Verse 23.
En el verso 23.
But if thy eye be evil, the whole body is full of darkness.
Pero si tu ojo es maligno, todo tu cuerpo estará en tinieblas.
If therefore the light is in thee is darkness, how great is the darkness? Yep.
Así que si la luz que está en ti hay, que en ti es hay, es tiniebla, ¿cuánto no serán las mismas tinieblas?
Do you remember what I said?
¿Recuerda lo que dije?
Let me say it again.
Déjame decirlo nuevamente.
Okay. Oh, Lord Jesus, help.
Señor Jesús, ayúdame.
Where's the man of war fighting for us?
¿Dónde está el hombre de guerra peleando por nosotros?
Okay. When it came to Matthew 5.
Cuando viene a Mateo 5.
Okay, when it came, okay, to a new, I'm turning the corner with you.
Él viene a uno nuevo y dice, giraré la esquina contigo.
The Lord throws away. The Lord throws away.
El Señor tira.
Human concepts.
Se desecha de los conceptos humanos.
Fairness.
De las justicias.
Equality.
Igualdad.
Civil rights.
Derechos civiles.
They're completely dismissed.
Son completamente desechados.
Are you there?
¿Está ahí?
No, you'll fight for them.
No, todos peleamos por ello.
Now, I want you to go to Matthew 20.
Ahora quiero que vayamos a Mateo 20.
And the Lord dealt with me very strongly a month or so ago on this. I had to
get on my knees. El Señor luchó fuerte conmigo y tuve que ir a mis rodillas.
You know the parable?
¿Usted conoce la parábola?
1 through 16, verses 1 through 16 in Matthew 20.
Mateo 20, del verso del 1 al 16.
The kingdom of heaven,
el reino de los cielos,
is likened to a man and a householder.
Es semejante a un hombre, padre.
And he went out early in the morning to hire laborers into it for his vineyard.
Que salió por la mañana a contratar obreros para su viña.
And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard.
Y habiendo convenido con los obreros en un denario el día,
okay,
los
now let's think about this.
Ahora pensemos al respecto.
These were day laborers.
Estos eran hombres, okay, obreros del día.
These were not business owners.
Estos no eran dueños de
negocios.
These
were not men who held salary positions.
No eran hombres que tenían un trabajo salariado.
So tell me about a day laborer.
Ahora dígame acerca de un día de trabajo. Un hombre que trabaja de día.
I need to work to eat today. I need, right?
Necesito trabajar para comer hoy, ¿verdad?
Day laborers.
Hombres que trabajan a diario.
And so they'll go find some work for that day because they are literally living hand to mouth.
Y ellos tienen que buscar trabajo en ese día porque literalmente están comiendo día con día.
Okay. Now, let's take any day you want.
Ahora, tomemos a cualquiera
Let's
en
take
el día
today,
uno.
44 degrees, cool, drizzly.
Pensemos en el día de 44 grados, completamente que está nevando.
Nate, you got to go feed your family. You don't have any food.
Y Nate, tienes que ir a darle a comer a tu familia. No tienes comida.
So you're out in the marketplace.
Entonces vas al mercado.
I got to find something to do. I got to find labor.
Tengo que encontrar algo que hacer. Tengo que encontrar trabajo.
And so this guy comes up to you.
Entonces este tipo viene a ti y te dice.
Okay, come work.
Okay, ven a trabajar
in my field,
en mi campo,
and I want you to hoe the potatoes.
Y quiero que tú trates las patatas.
Okay, or we could put this in July if you'd like.
Podemos poner esto en julio si te gusta.
Because he does talk about the heat of the day.
Porque él realmente habla del calor del día.
Okay. Whatever. Derek has experience with that.
Derek tiene experiencia con eso.
Okay, it's winter. Either way.
Es invierno, de cualquier
manera. But you don't have a choice. You got to work.
Pero no tienes opción, tienes que trabajar.
Okay. So this guy comes up,
and
a penny a day, and I don't have a clue what a penny a day, how do you even relate to that? Is that
no tengo ni idea
like
cuánto
saying $10, $20, $50?
Digamos, $10, $20.
$32? $32
is equal to $32.
But that'll buy us some groceries for supper.
Pero déjame ir a comprar ciertas compras para la
So you're out there. And you say, okay, I'll do it because I need the money. Because if you didn't need the money, you wouldn't go. Right? Okay. So you're out there, and you're out there at 7 o'clock. And it's either hot or cold, but you're doing things that aren't fun. And it's
8
o'clock, and it's 9 o'clock, and you see a few more laborers come up. And it's noon, and a few more come.
Y vienen más.
And you don't realize what's going on.
Y no te das cuenta de lo que está pasando.
And then it's 3 o'clock.
Y son las 3
and
de
you're
la tarde.
Tired.
Y estás cansado.
It's 4 o'clock.
4 de la tarde.
And you're worn out.
Y estás agotado.
It's 5 o'clock.
5 de la tarde.
And somebody comes at 5 o'clock.
Y alguien viene a las 5 de la tarde.
Okay. And the master comes at the end. They say, okay, come on up. And he hands you his $32. And says, thank you, Nate. You were there all day.
Yeah.
And Maestro. Right behind you, Nate, is a guy that came at 5, showed up at 5 o'clock, and he hands him $32.
Y el maestro viene y le te da tus $32, Nate. Justo detrás de ti viene el otro que vino a las 5 de la tarde y le da $32.
You tell me.
Y tú me dices.
You wouldn't be grumbling just a little bit.
¿No estarías refunfuñando siquiera un poco?
No, come on.
Oh, no, en serio.
You tell me that there wouldn't be some...
Dime si no hubiera
And you would go home...
Fuera.
And the first thing you would do,
irías a casa,
do you know what happened
diría,
to me today?
Dirías, ¿sabes qué es lo que me pasó a mí hoy?
And your wife would say, poor Ron.
¿Y tu pobre esposa
you worked
pobre
all day from 7 in the morning, it was hot or cold, and you
día,
shoveled,
la mañana, ya estaba
and caliente, you worked,
frío, y paleaste,
and this
y
jerk
y
came up at 5 o'clock and he gets the same amount as me. Tell me, I'm never going to work for that guy again.
Le consiguió el mismo pago. Dime, yo no volveré a trabajar ahí nuevamente.
Well, let's see what Jesus says.
Veamos qué es lo que Jesús dice.
Verse 11.
Verso 11.
This is me and you.
Ese es usted y yo.
And when they had received it, they murmured against the good man of the house.
Y al recibirlo, murmuraban contra el padre de familia.
Mm-hmm. Saying,
diciendo,
these last have robbed 1 hour, and you made them equal unto us. We have borne the burden of the heat of the day. So it's summer.
Estos postreros han trabajado en una sola hora y los has hecho iguales a nosotros que hemos soportado la carga y el calor del día. Entonces era verano.
And he answered unto them and said, friend.
Y él respondió y dijo a uno de ellos, amigo.
Yeah, I didn't do any wrong.
No te he hecho ningún agravio.
Didn't you agree?
¿No conveniste conmigo?
For $32.
$32.
Take what is yours.
Toma lo que es tuyo.
Okay, and I will give unto this last, even as unto you. Same thing.
Pero quiero dar a este postrero lo mismo que a ti.
And he will look at you eyeball to eyeball and say, is it lawful for me? Can I do with what I want? Yeah, but it's not fair.
Y te podrían ver ojo a ojo y te diría, no puedo hacer lo que yo quiera, sí, pero no es justo.
That's absolutely not fair.
Eso es absolutamente no justo.
What was it?
O lo fue.
In any kind of human assessment, would that be any sense of fairness?
En cualquier tipo de arreglo humano, ¿sería eso justo?
No.
No.
Look at the next phrase.
Vean la siguiente frase.
And I want you to read it out loud with me, the last part of verse 15.
La última parte del verso 15.
Is your eye evil? Because of my... And I said when I read that, yes. God help me.
No me es tú hacer lo que quiero con lo mío, tienes envidia porque no soy bueno.
In my assessment of human fairness, I would never do that to anybody, nor would you. But like Brother Vail used to say, there's not a one of us that can't out-God God. Now, how many of us have an evil eye?
¿Cuántos de nosotros tenemos un ojo maligno?
How many of us say there's, if he puts all sense of fairness away,
si ponemos because todo it's sentido this world, de justicia por causa de esta regla,
and you think you're not tied with this world,
y tú crees que no eres atado a este mundo,
until you see some things like this and you realize how tied we are to this
world.
So I'm asking you today,
pregunto,
where are we at?
¿Dónde estamos?
Really?
¿En serio?
Churchy?
¿Iglesia?
It's not going to get you very far, is it?
Bueno, no iré muy lejos.
Is your eye evil?
¿Es tu ojo malevol,
because mine is good.
Porque el mío es bueno.
And I had to pray a long time on that one.
Y yo tuve que orar bastante tiempo en esa.
What's he doing, brothers
¿Qué
and
está
sisters?
Haciendo, hermanos, hermanos?
Was he really serious when he says, my kingdom is not of this world?
¿Él era acaso bien serio cuando decía yeah. que mi reino no es de este mundo?
Okay. Now I want you to go to Luke chapter 12.
Quiero que vaya a Lucas 12.
This is a tough one.
Yes, algo fuerte.
I don't like it.
No me gusta.
You won't like it either.
No le gustará a usted tampoco.
But sometimes it's good for you.
Pero algunas veces es bueno para usted.
Are you there? Luke 12.
Lucas 12.
Okay. We're going to go to verse 13.
Iremos al verso 13.
And one of the company said to him, Master, speak unto my brother that he will divide the inheritance with me.
Le dijo uno de la multitud, Maestro, di a mi hermano que parta conmigo la herencia.
Don't you see, Lord?
¿No ves, Señor?
My sister got more than me.
Mi hermana obtuvo
no,
más.
No, you don't understand. He got it all and I didn't get any.
No, no entiendes. Él obtuvo todo y yo no obtuve nada.
Now, surely, Lord, you understand because you're the master, you're the man of war.
Ahora, ciertamente, Señor, tú entiendes, tú eres el
and I'm coming to you for help.
Y vengo a ti por
because you know ayuda. How much I need this inheritance.
Porque tú sabes cuánto necesito esta
now,
herencia.
My brother, that no. God had already has an easy life.
Ahora, mi hermano, que ya la tiene,
and
tiene
I didn't get
fácil.
It. It's not fair.
No es justo.
It's not fair.
No es justo.
Is it fair?
Es justo.
What did Jesus say to him?
¿Qué dijo, qué les dijo Jesús?
And he said unto him, Man,
y les dijo,
read it out loud with me. Who made me a judge or a divider over you?
Hombre,
in verse, go ahead.
¿Quién me ha puesto sobre vosotros como juez o partidor?
Not only did he not give him what he wanted, he rebuked him.
Y ni siquiera dio lo que quería, well, él lo rechazó.
Let's add a little hurt to this.
Añadamos un poco de dolor a esto.
Now I'm going to make you feel foolish for even that you came to me and asked me.
Te haré sentir un tonto incluso cuando viniste y me preguntaste.
Man of war.
Hombre de guerra.
Come to my side.
Ven a mi lado.
Not for this.
No para esto.
Why?
¿Por qué?
It's this realm.
Este reino, este...
I'm going to ask you a question this morning. Are you ready for these things?
Estoy preguntando, ¿estás listo para estas cosas?
Where's the Lord taking us?
¿Dónde el Señor nos está tomando?
How serious are you?
¿Cuán serio eres
oh,
tú?
This world is not my home. Hallelujah.
Oh, este mundo no es mi hogar. Hallelujah.
Well, let me say.
Déjame decirte.
Let something happen to your bank account and see how this world is not your home.
Deja que pase algo a tu cuenta bancaria y veremos si este mundo no es tu hogar.
Things change a little bit, don't they?
Las cosas cambian un poco, ¿no es así?
Somebody takes all the inheritance of your parents.
¿Alguien toma toda la herencia de tus padres?
I'll never forget Bud Purbaugh.
Nunca lo olvidaré.
As a dear, you know Bud. A dear brother. We fellowship with in Rapid City, and he had a stepbrother who got all of the inheritance of his dad from a ranch and farmland and stuff like that.
Un hermanastro obtuvo toda la herencia del rancho y las fincas y todo eso.
And Bud got
Pero Dios,
a hat. tell me that wouldn't do something to you, Paul.
Dime si no te haría algo a ti, Pablo.
Even if it's a gold watch.
It's not fair.
Incluso si fuese un reloj.
It's not fair. I have a right to complain.
Tengo derecho a quejarme.
So when Jesus says, this world is not my home, when Jesus says, if this world, my kingdom were of this world, thy servants would fight, the man of war would come on the scene, but it is not about this realm. Are we there with him, and how real is that to you?
Cuando Jesús dice, este mundo no es mi hogar, él está, y aunque los siervos peleen, él está diciendo que...
Well, Lord, I thought you cared!
Oh, pero dicen, Señor, yo pensé que te importaba.
He does.
A él le importa.
But he has a kingdom work.
Pero él tiene una obra de reino.
Yeah. So not only does he not answer him or give him what he wants, he rebukes him.
Ahora no solo les contesta y les da lo que ellos quieren, él los rechaza.
And you say, Anna, you come to me and say, Amy got it all, I didn't get nothing, that's not fair.
Anna, tú vienes
she's
y me
my,
dices.
She's my sense of fairness kid. She was born that way.
Amy lo consiguió todo, eso no es justo.
Right? And I say to you,
y te digo,
beware of covetousness. And then I don't quit there. I go on and preach you a sermon about it.
Okay.
Take heed of covetous, a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things that he possesses. Verse 15.
Mira, guardad de toda avaricia, porque la vida del hombre no consiste en abundancia de los bienes que posee.
And he doesn't leave it there.
No,
okay. Now listen. A man's life.
La vida de un hombre.
Doesn't consist.
No consiste.
Of anything here.
De cualquier cosa aquí.
I'm not there yet.
No
You're
ahí.
Not there yet.
No estoy ahí todavía.
Okay. Listen,
Escucha.
There is a Kadesh coming one of these days, brother.
Hay un Kadesh que vendrá uno de estos días, hermano.
Deuteronomy, chapter 1, verse 19, 20, and 21.
Verses 19 al 21.
I expected you to go over.
Esperé que tú vencieras.
I expected you to take the land.
Esperaba que tú tomaras la tierra.
But you were too tied to this.
Pero estabas muy atado
too tied
esto,
to this.
Y a esto,
and you went by your reasoning.
Y fuiste por tu
and you went by what you saw.
Y viste
and you said there's giants.
Y dijiste,
he said tira. They're bigger.
Y son grandes.
There were giants.
Son
they were bigger. Gigantes. And they were more. And they were mean.
Y son más.
So
son
what?
Malos. Y entonces, ¿qué?
So what?
Entonces, ¿qué?
Now when he says your life doesn't consist of the things that you have.
Entonces él dice que tu vida no consiste en las cosas que tienes.
And you won't know until someone takes it all away from you.
Y tú no lo sabrás hasta que alguien tome todas las cosas.
And you will scream and shout, that's not fair.
Y tú gritarás y dirás, eso no es justo.
And he will say,
yes, dirá,
Pete, beware of covetousness.
Pedro, ten conciencia de la avaricia. Y cógete.
I could crawl under the tile with a 10-gallon hat and never touch the top of it, right? Huh? Touch the top of the tile you know, that's over me. Oh, okay. Thank you. It's me.
No.
All right. Let's go on.
Continuamos.
You could go on to the rest of this chapter. Do you understand that? Because the rest of this chapter is resulting from a man saying, this isn't fair.
Porque el resto de este capítulo es de un
I deserve this inheritance. You understand.
Yo merezco
Look at my brother. He's entiendo. Got it easy. I don't have
Mira
it easy.
Mira, mi hermano. Él obtuvo yeah. todo fácil. Yo no le he obtenido nada fácil.
And he spake a parable unto them, saying,
y él habló una parábola a ellos diciendo,
the ground of a certain man brought forth plentifully. Verse 16.
En el verso 17, La heredad de un hombre rico que había producido mucho.
Okay, you know how the story goes.
¿Y usted sabe cómo la historia va?
Okay. Verse 20.
El verso 20.
But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee.
Pero Dios le dice, necio, esta noche vienen a pedirte tu alma.
Then shall the, whose shall those things be which you have provided?
Y lo que has provisto, entonces, ¿de quién será?
And then we go to verse 22.
Vamos al verso 21.
And he said to his disciples,
y le dice a sus discípulos,
therefore I say unto you,
así el que hace para, así les digo,
you know, listen to me.
Escúchame.
Since I was born again,
desde que yo fui nacido de nuevo,
because of my wife,
por causa de mi esposa,
1970,
en el 70, 71,
I've had to deal with this.
Tuve que lidiar con esto.
And you know what?
¿Sabe
I've been watching.
He estado observando.
For all these years, 50 years.
Por todos estos 50 años.
To see this in reality.
Para ver esto en la realidad.
To see a man, a woman.
Para ver un hombre y
live
una mujer.
This in reality, I've never seen it.
Con esta realidad y nunca lo he visto.
Never.
Nunca.
But it has to be sometime.
Pero tiene que serlo en alguna vez.
Take no thought for your life.
Tomar ningún pensamiento para tu vida.
Now, which one of you can say that?
Ahora, ¿quién de ustedes puede decir esto?
We put these in pretty songs.
Cantamos estos cantos lindos.
We like to sing about them.
Nos gusta cantarlo.
Well, they make us feel very religious when we talk about them.
Nos hace sentir muy religiosos cuando hablamos
then
al respecto.
Then we go home and count the money in our bank account.
Y vamos a nuestra casa y contamos el dinero en nuestras cuentas bancarias.
And you go to your closet and say, I need a new pair of shoes.
Y vas a tu closet y dices, necesito un nuevo par de zapatos.
No, really.
Oh, ¿en serio?
Take no thought for your life, what you shall eat.
No pienses en tu vida de lo que has de comer.
Neither for your body.
Ni de tu cuerpo.
What you shall put on.
De lo que has de ponerte.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Te haré una pregunta.
When he sends out Peter and sends out Paul, and he says, go. And he says, where are we going to sleep?
Él envía a Pablo y a Pedro y le dice, vayan. Y le, ¿dónde dormiremos?
What are we going to do?
¿Qué haremos?
Trust me.
Créame.
And they went.
Ellos fueron.
You know, like I said a week ago, too.
Como dije una
the,
semana pasada,
the apostles, they were together.
Los apóstoles, ellos
but he didn't let them stay together.
No querían quedarse juntos.
They all went to different parts of the world.
Fueron a diferentes partes del mundo.
Alone.
Solos.
Them and God.
Ellos y Dios.
And didn't Jesus say, don't take scrip? Don't take any lunch bag?
Y acaso right? Jesús dijo, no dijo, no tomes ninguno.
So there were men
y entonces ahí estaba el hombre
who lived this.
¿Quién vivió esto?
Huh. Paul.
Pablo.
You know, it's getting cold, Timothy. When you come, would you bring my coat?
Bueno, Timoteo, se está haciendo frío. ¿Podrías ir a traer mi abrigo?
So if he's going into a spiritual realm, is he really serious about this?
Si él está yendo a un reino espiritual, ¿está haciendo acaso?
If Jesus is trying to take the people into the realms of the spirit.
Jesús está tratando de tomar a la gente.
Realms of a spiritual kingdom.
Reino de espiritual.
And people come to him
la gente viene
for things of this life
para cosas de esta vida,
and he seemingly disregards them.
Y él parece que las desecha.
Then where am I?
Y entonces, ¿dónde estoy yo?
Then I can say, Brother Alfred, I'm spiritual, but then look at my life.
Hermano Alfred, yo soy espiritual, pero mira mi vida.
We're all naked before him with whom we have to do, aren't we?
Estamos
he sees it all.
Todos desnudos, ¿no es así? Ante él.
So if he came to you today, Pete, and said,
entonces,
take
Pedro,
the land. Go over.
Pedro, si él
I've
viene,
given you everything you need, Pete. Go.
Si él viene a ti y te dice, toma la tierra, te estoy dando todo lo que necesitas. Ve.
Well, you see, my seatbelt's holding me pretty strong to this earth.
Bueno, tú sabes, mi asiento de seguridad, mi cinturón de seguridad me está reteniendo esta tierra muy fuertemente.
Because is my eye still evil?
Porque acaso mi ojo es todavía maligno?
No. These are the things that he said
No, estas son las cosas que él dijo.
So where are we? Where does he want me to be?
Entonces, ¿dónde estamos y dónde él quiere que yo esté?
No, I understand.
No, yo entiendo.
You have responsibilities.
Usted tiene responsabilidades.
As a Christian, you must meet those responsibilities.
Debe cumplir con esas responsabilidades.
You must go to work.
Tiene que ir a trabajar.
You must provide for your household.
Tiene que proveer para su
casa. Husbands, you must put bread on the table.
Así como debe poner pan en la mesa.
We know those things.
Sabemos esas cosas.
But if he came,
pero si él viniera,
he says, I'm taking it all away tonight.
Entonces, estoy tomando todo en la noche.
Now you're going to have to just put your trust in me.
Bueno, tienes que poner
tu confianza
en mí.
Okay. It's okay, Lord.
Está bien, Señor.
Because you're my love.
Porque tú eres mi amor.
Because what is inside of my soul is more real than what is inside was outside here.
Porque lo que está dentro de mi alma es más real de lo que está fuera aquí.
So when Jesus said, I am the way,
cuando Jesús dijo,
the
yo
truth,
soy el camino, la verdad,
and the life,
y la vida,
okay, the word there for truth,
ellos estaban ahí para, por
is
la verdad,
reality,
su realidad,
in the Greek. Did you know that? It's very interesting.
Eso es muy interesante.
I am the way, I am the true reality.
Yo soy el camino, la verdad.
There's a kingdom.
De la realidad.
There's a life.
Hay un
that's
rey,
the reality.
This is la verdad.
And I'm asking you, if those who follow me see that reality of a different life,
que vean la realidad de una vida
and
diferente.
This one has to be let go.
Y tienen que dejarla ir.
This one has to lose
esta
its
tiene
grip.
Que dejarla ir.
Or else you'll never get there.
O si no, nunca llegarán allá.
Someday you will be very disappointed.
Algún día se estará muy decepcionado.
When somebody like Enoch,
como cuando alguien como Enoch,
who was lived in both realms,
quien vivía en los ambos reinos,
but truly that realm was more real to him than this realm,
donde verdaderamente aquella dimensión era más real que esta dimensión,
he lived in this realm,
él vivía en esta dimensión,
he worked in this dimension,
él obró en esta dimensión,
but he lived in his soul in that dimension,
pero él vivió y miró en esa dimensión,
and God spoke to him,
y Dios le habló,
and he said, you are closer here,
y él le dijo,
then
tú
you
estás
are
más
there.
Cerco, más cerca aquí que lo que tú estás
come
allá.
On up.
Sube acá.
Now, where are we?
Entonces, ¿dónde estamos nosotros?
Are we still fighting for fairness for things of this life where the Lord
estamos aún peleando por cosas que son justas donde el Señor
would come and rebuke us?
Vendría y nos rechazaría, reprendería.
Listen, I've got others. Let's go to this one. You don't have to go there. John 21 always
Juan
amazes
21.
Me. Here's Peter and John.
Aquí está Pedro y Pablo.
Peter, when
Juan,
you were young,
cuando Pedro estaba, era joven,
you did whatever you wanted to do.
Tú hiciste lo que querías hacer.
That's all of us when we're young.
Eso es todos nosotros cuando éramos
you go
jóvenes.
Where you want to go, you do what you want to do.
Ibas donde querías y hacías lo que querías.
When you're older, it won't be that way.
Cuando eras anciano, tú no haces eso.
Because I'm taking over.
Porque estoy tomando el control.
Amen.
And here's John.
Y aquí está Juan.
And Jesus told him how, in what manner, and Peter understood that. This is the way, this is what's ahead of me. This is, I got some pain ahead of me, how I'm going to exit this world.
Y esta es la manera en como yo saldré de este mundo.
He says, what about this man?
Y Pedro dice, ¿qué hay de este hombre?
Jesus.
Jesús.
Hey, Pete. What about Jesse? What's it to you?
¿Qué hay de Isaí? ¿Qué tiene que ver contigo?
You follow me.
¿Qué tiene que ver? Tú sígueme.
You know, Nate, what if Joshua?
Nate, ¿qué hay de
you know what?
Joshua?
What's it to you, Nate, if he tarries till I come?
Nate.
What if he doesn't have any problems and you have a lot?
¿Qué te importa si él tiene no tiene problemas si tú tienes? Tú sígueme.
Well, this is the disciple whom Jesus loved.
Bueno, esto es de parte de los discípulos
that's
cual,
not
los cuales
fair.
Jesús amó. Eso no es justo.
He got to go up on the mount and I didn't get to go. That's not fair.
Él pudo ir arriba a la montaña y yo no fui. Eso no es justo.
He doesn't have to suffer. That's not fair.
Él no tiene que sufrir. Eso no es justo.
That's me. This has been on my heart. I'm going to say it.
Esto estaba en mi corazón, lo diré.
Find me one scripture.
Encuéntreme una escritura.
In the New Testament.
En el Nuevo Testamento.
Or Jesus.
Donde Jesús.
Or Paul.
O Pablo.
Or Peter.
O Pedro.
Or John.
O Juan.
Say anything about changing governing systems.
Dijeron algo acerca de cambiar los gobiernos.
Paul went to Asia.
Pablo fue a Asia.
Modern day Turkey.
La Turquía moderna.
To Rome.
A Roma.
Were those governments
donde esos
friendly towards Christians?
Where,
did he say, I want you to get in and change the vote?
¿Acaso él dijo, quiero que entres y cambies?
Come on,
votos?
Brothers and sisters.
Vamos, hermanos y hermanas.
Are you kingdom people or are you not?
¿Eres gente del reino o no lo eres?
And is it a reality or isn't it?
¿Es acaso una realidad o no?
Not one word, is there?
Ni una palabra está ahí.
Not one word.
Ni una palabra.
It's a matter of the soul. It's a matter of a life that is not of this world. It's about living a sacrificial love life towards others. Not one of them even addressed, come on, slavery.
Vamos, esclavitud.
Being a servant.
Ser un serviente.
Not one.
Nadie quiere serlo.
Not one.
Nadie.
Because it's this life.
Porque es esta vida.
Does this offend you?
¿Acaso te ofende?
Then you're in the wrong kingdom.
Entonces estás en el reino erróneo.
I'm asking you a question this morning. What kingdom are you a part of more?
Te pregunto ahora, ¿de qué reino eres tú más parte de?
What's real?
¿Qué es real?
If this is the only thing that's reality, you're really going to hurt. And
si
you're not going to like God very
única
much.
Realidad, tú saldrás herido. No te gustará mucho.
We'll end here. Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
Vayamos a Primera de Timoteo 6.
Uh-huh. You know, we've heard it said, the only thing for bad people to reign is for good people to say nothing. Right?
Hemos escuchado decir que esa gente que reinará, esa persona.
Come on, brothers and sisters, was World War II ordained or wasn't it?
Vamos, hermanos, hermanos, la guerra.
Was it ordained by God? I don't care how many good men. You understand? You have to go above a power that's the power of this world to the power of God. And if you don't, you will be frustrated, upset, and mad, and torn apart all the time. You have to enter his kingdom that is not of this world. You have to. Because when it comes to this world, fairness, sorry, we're not going to talk about that.
No hablaremos al respecto.
Come on. Sense of justice.
Sentido de justicia.
Hey, is it just that they took his apostles?
¿Es justo que tomó los lo que le tomó los apóstoles?
Huh? And tore them apart? Had them stretched, had them killed, had them crucified.
Y estirarlos y matarlos.
His followers that they burned. Now the carnal mind would say, what kind of a God would do that? Remember?
¿Qué clase de Dios
the German went to Brother Brian. No, you don't know there's another kingdom working. The seed had to fall on the ground. But there were people.
Pero eran gente.
That seed was people.
Esa simiente era
that
gente.
Seed was families.
Esa gente eran familias.
That was moms and dads. Watching their kids, their husbands, their moms, their dads, burn at the stake.
Quemándose.
Those were people.
Ardiendo en llamas.
But in the kingdom of God, there was a seed that had to fall in the ground and die.
Que tiene que caer en la tierra y morir.
Where is your kingdom?
¿Dónde está tu reino?
To what are you a part?
¿A qué tú eres parte?
What's really ruling you, brothers and sisters?
¿Qué realmente te está reinando?
1 Timothy 6, and then we'll close.
Primera de Timoteo 6, y cerraremos.
Let as many as servants.
Deja a todos que están bajo el yugo.
That are under the yoke.
Que están bajo el yugo de esclavitud.
Get out from under the yoke. You don't belong there.
Tengan a sus amos. Sal de ese yugo. Tú no perteneces ahí.
You shouldn't be under a yoke.
Tú no deberías estar bajo un yugo.
Nobody should put you under a yoke.
Nadie te debería poner bajo un yugo.
Why are you under somebody's yoke?
¿Por qué estás dejando que alguien te ponga un yugo?
God made man, man made slaves.
Dios hizo al hombre, el hombre
es esclavo. It's not right.
No es justo.
It's not fair.
No es justo.
It's not just.
No es justo.
Right?
¿Verdad?
That as many as are servants under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all.
Todos los que estaban bajo los yugos de esclavitud tenían a sus amos por dignos de todo honor.
That's not fair, is it, Anna?
¿Qué? Eso no es justo.
That the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed.
Para que no sea blasfemado el nombre de Dios.
And they that are believing masters, let them not despise them.
Y los que tienen amos creyentes, no los tengan menos.
Because your master also is your brother.
Por, sino que sírvanle mejor por cuanto son creyentes, se llama.
But rather do them service, because they are faithful and beloved partakers of the benefit.
Okay, los que tienen amos creyentes, no los tengan menos por ser hermanos, sino sírvanle mejor. Por cuanto son creyentes llamados a
these
los que se benefician por su servicio. Esto enseña y exhorta.
These things teach.
Esto enseña.
Look at verse
3. Ve al verso 3.
If any man teach otherwise.
Si alguno enseña otra cosa.
And consent not to what?
Y no se conforma.
Those are wholesome words.
A las sanas palabras, esas son sanas
even
palabras,
the words of our Lord Jesus Christ,
de nuestro Señor Jesucristo,
and the doctrine which is according to godliness,
y a la doctrina que es conforme a la piedad,
he is proud,
él está envanecido,
yep. Knowing nothing, yep.
Nada sabe, sí.
But doting about questions and strifes of words,
delira acerca de cuestiones y contiendas de palabras,
wherefore cometh envy,
de las cuales
and
nacen
strife,
envidias,
and pleitos, railings,
blasfemias,
and evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds,
dispuestas necias de hombres corruptos de entendimiento,
destitute of the truth,
y privados de la verdad.
So here are men who are looking at this situation.
Los hombres viendo la situación.
Now really, if you were a good Christian, you would tell them all to set their servants free.
Ahora, si tú eres realmente un buen
Man
cristiano, tú librarías a todos los sirvientes.
What kind of a Christian are you anyway?
¿Qué clase de cristiano eres tú de todas maneras?
Huh? You have servants?
¿Tienes
Shame
sirvientes?
On you.
¿Qué
slaves,
pena
yeah.
en usted? ¿Qué vergüenza? Clavos.
Mm-hmm. Men of corrupt minds, despising the destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself.
Hombres corruptos de entendimiento y privados de verdad, que toman la piedad como fuente de ganancia, aparte de tales.
Read 7 and 8.
Ve el 7 y el 8.
For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us therewith be content.
Porque nada hemos traído a este mundo, y sin duda nada podremos sacar, así que teniendo sustento y abrigo,
he didn't really mean
estemos
that,
contentos
did he?
Con esto. ¿Acaso él realmente no lo quiso decir así, no es así?
So when Jesus was taking people,
entonces cuando Jesús estaba tomando
from the external,
de lo externo,
to the internal,
a lo interno,
to the internal,
a lo eterno,
he meant business, didn't he?
Él habló de negocios, no es así?
So we have to, something has to work up here, brothers.
Entonces algo tiene que orar aquí, hermanos.
Okay. Here first.
Aquí primero.
There has to be a cleansing.
Tiene que haber una limpieza.
There has to be a Holy Ghost cleansing.
Tiene que haber una
of your conscience and your reasoning.
En tu conciencia y tu razonamiento.
Well, only God, the Holy Spirit, can flow through those.
Para que Dios, solo Dios y el Espíritu Santo pueda fluir a través de esos.
Remember the faith of the centurion, Matthew chapter 8.
Recuerda la fe del centurión en Mateo 8.
Jesus.
Jesús.
I'm not worthy that this man come.
No soy digno de que entres que venga este hombre a mi casa.
But you understand? I have servants.
Tengo sirvientes.
And I say to this one, go, and he goes.
Y le digo a este, ve, y este va.
Amen. Jesus didn't say to him,
Jesús
now
no
really,
ahora,
shame on you.
Me avergüenzo de ti.
You shouldn't have servants.
Tú no deberías tener sirvientes.
If you were an honorable man,
si tú eras un hombre honorable,
but Jesus said,
pero Jesús le dijo,
man, I haven't seen faith like this in all of Israel.
Hombres, no he visto una fe como esta en todo Israel.
One more.
Una más.
Luke 17.
Lucas 17.
The disciples come to Jesus.
Los discípulos vienen a Jesús.
And they ask a simple question.
Y hacen la pregunta simple.
Lord, increase our faith.
Dios, aumenta nuestra fe.
You know it, don't you?
Oh, sabes esa.
That's not the answer I wanted. Well, you see, when you've been working out in the field all day as a servant.
Bueno, tú has estado obrando fuera todo el día.
And at the end of the day,
y al final del día,
you come in.
Tú vienes.
And do you sit down at the table and eat because you worked all day?
¿Tú te sientas y comes en la mesa porque trabajas toda la noche?
Or do you say,
¿o dices,
your master, I've worked all day, but I'm your servant.
He obrado todo el día, pero soy tu sirviente.
I'm come, I'll feed you first.
Estoy aquí, te daré de comer primero.
Yeah, well, we got to read it. Just that last verse.
Bueno, tenemos que leer el último verso.
Luke 17.
Lucas 17.
Verse 9. You want faith, brothers and sisters? Do you really want faith? Do you want faith? Do you want Jesus to teach you faith?
¿Quieres que Jesús te aumente la fe?
Does he thank that servant? Read it out loud with me. Verse 9. Does he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I trow not.
¿Acaso da gracias al siervo porque hizo lo que se le había mandado? Pienso que no.
So likewise ye, read it out loud with me, when ye shall have done all these things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants, we have done that which was our duty to do.
Si también vosotros cuando hayáis hecho todo lo que os ha dicho, ha sido ordenado, decid, siervos inútiles somos, pues lo que debíamos hacer hicimos.
Now I'm going to ask you a question.
Ahora te preguntaré.
Derek, if somebody came and said, teach me about faith.
Derek, si alguien viene y te pregunta, enséñame de fe.
Greg, teach me about faith.
Enséñame de la fe.
Well, you see, son. Bueno,
tú sabes, hijo.
No, that's not what I wanted to hear.
Bueno, eso no era lo que yo quería oír.
Actually, that's not even fair.
De hecho, eso ni siquiera es justo.
Okay, there's a few more.
Muy bien, hay unos un poco más.
Yeah, he just throws all sense of fairness out the window when it comes to this life, doesn't he?
Tomamos fuera todo sentido de justicia cuando viene a este mundo.
Why?
¿Sí?
Because there's something more valuable, so much richer, so much more wonderful.
Porque los sentidos, sus sentidos son
It's eternal, brothers and sisters.
Son más valiosos, más ricos, son eternos, hermanos.
And whatever you have to do.
Y cualquier cosa que tienes que hacer.
To get rid of this realm.
Para deshacerte
to
de
get
este
in
reino,
that realm.
Para
you'll be
este
so
reino,
happy.
Serás tan feliz.
Because this one binds.
Porque este ata.
This one gives torment.
Este te da tormento.
And his sets you free from all of that.
El de él te hace libre de todo yeah. eso.
Remember that.
¿Recuerda eso?
What kingdom are you living for?
¿Para qué reino estás viviendo?
What kingdom are you really living in?
¿Para qué reino realmente estás viviendo?
Let me ask it in a different way. Which kingdom is the true reality to you?
¿Cuál reino es la verdadera realidad para ti?
Musicians, would you come?
Muy bien, músicos podrían venir.
This world is not my home. My goodness.
El mundo no es mi hogar, Dios mío.
I had a song when I was in prayer, but it's... don't know where it went.
Tenía un canto cuando estaba en oración, pero se me escapó.
Who has a song?
¿Quién tiene un canto?
¿Tú?
¿Tú?
No.
No, eh.
What is it, buddy? There you go. My goodness. He's called us to a different realm. And he means it. is your eye evil because mine eye is good?
¿Es tu ojo maligno porque el mío es bueno?
There's things that we have to deal with
estas cosas con inside las que tenemos of us. Que lidiar dentro de nosotros.
We belong to an eternal kingdom, not this one.
Pertenecemos a un reino eterno, ¿no?
This one really doesn't belong to us.
Realmente no nos pertenece.
Let's just stand and, well, let's just sing the chorus today. I stand up with me. Sing to the Lord. Love Him. Jesus, Jesus, Lord to me, Master, Savior, Prince of Peace. Jesus, Jesus, Lord to me. This morning, Deuteronomy 1, Kadesh, I expect you to go over. And I look at those people there. Okay?
Voy a Deuteronomio 1, veo a esa gente en Kadesh, veo a esa gente ahí.
They had to denounce everything of this kingdom. Everything.
Ellos tuvieron que renunciar a todo lo que tenían.
Okay? We keep saying that.
Todo.
Don't we? We keep saying that every week. They had to disregard everything that their eyes saw, everything that their reasoning and their mind told them, and they made their confession, and God killed them for their confession. We can't do it. There's men, there's giants, and they were, right? Okay, where's the realm of reality?
¿Dónde está nuestro reino de realidad?
Okay, and what realm of reality are you living in?
¿En qué dimensión de realidad está viviendo usted?
You understand? Where, what's going to happen to us?
¿Qué pasa, qué nos pasará?
When we're going to be like Joshua and Caleb really were.
No, cuando estemos como realmente Josué y Caleb estuvieron.
Something's got to change. You can't keep going in this realm like we're going in this realm and all of a sudden pretend I'm not in this realm.
Porque todo tendrá que continuar en este, en esta dimensión, y de repente,
the realm
no estaré en esta dimensión.
Of the Word of God has to be a reality.
Soy consciente de que la palabra de Dios tiene que
seriously
ser una realidad. En serio.
That has to be that reality.
Eso tiene que ser esa realidad.
And unless we're there,
y es por eso que estamos ahí,
you will not cross over.
Si
you won't.
Ahí, no cruzarás, no lo harás.
Because you're still stuck.
Porque todavía estás atascado.
And the, Satan
Satanás
is so good.
Es tan bueno.
That's not right.
Eso no es correcto.
That's not fair.
Eso no es justo.
Can't you see?
No puedes ver,
I need
no?
your help.
Necesito
but you ayuda. Didn't help me with these things.
Pero me das con estas cosas.
It's not my kingdom.
No es mi dimensión.
Are you ready to go there? That's my question today.
¿Estás listo para ir? Esa es mi pregunta.
Do you even want to?
¿Acaso realmente tú quieres ir?
It's there for you.
Está ahí para ti.
You have to take it.
Y tienes que tomarlo.
The violent take it by force.
Los violentos arrebatan el reino.
Okay. Would you pray?
Aleluya, Padre Celestial. Heavenly Father, We give you thanks in this morning because of the teaching that you have brought to us, because you have revealed to us and reminded us, Lord, the way of the right, the true righteousness is. We have been taught and we have learned from humans, Lord, but this is your word, your eternal word, Father, that you are teaching us and you're guiding us, that we don't have to see with these physical eyes, but with the spiritual. The deep calling to the deep, Father, we're gonna get there, but just through your word, Lord. We see that we get affected by everybody saying stuff around, lifting up righteousness, rights, civil rights, but your word teaches something different, Lord. Your word teaches what is true love, what is true faith, what is true righteousness. Help us, Lord, to understand your word, to keep your word in our thoughts, in our heart, in our mouth. Help us to see with the spiritual eyes, to have your experiences, Lord. Help us to go between those walls, Lord, and to understand the scene that we're living, what role you want us to take. If you want us to share your word, what's the right way? If we see injustice, help us to be real, to be justice according to your word, but not to the human rights. Help us, Father, to be that bride that you want to see, Lord. Help us to get there. We're that far. Help us to get there, Lord. Help us to clean our robes, Lord, because we need to be like you. We need to be like just. Yes. Help us, Father. We ask these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.